The Contours, that one came back onto the charts after its use in Dirty Dancing. And that one is going out for the Wild Woman of Woodman tonight. And the Solid Gold Dancers really like that one. Wait, wake up. Tim, wake up, everybody. They're sleeping in there, I think.
Wake up, Solid Gold Dancers.
Joanne, come on. Snap out of it. Joanne had too many of the sardines, I think, tonight. Wake up, Joanne.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is a one-stop power sports center with a commitment to quality customer service. It starts when you step in the door, and it never ends as long as you're a customer. From a snowblower to clear a short in-town driveway, to a UTV to enjoy a ride with family and friends, to a new Polaris slingshot, Triumph motorcycle, or hard-working Mahindra tractor, and a whole lot more. Jay's Power Center is a one-stop shop. Visit jayspowercenter.com or stop in today at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. We've been led to believe that corporations are the job creators and that they drive the economy. We have been told that corporations won't expand and create jobs if they are not given large tax cuts as incentive. It's not true. The economy is not driven by the supply of goods. It is driven by our demand for goods. A living wage, affordable child care, paid family leave, and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut corporate taxes, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone or tax cut for corporations. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Roof! What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof!
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof!
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof!
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Overnight low of 59 with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Sunday, a 50% chance of light rain in the morning and a high of 68. Monday, partly cloudy and seasonal with a high of 69. We picked up a tenth of an inch of rain in the rainfall here on Saturday night. And after a daytime high today of 79, it is 66 degrees. Thanks for going reminiscing with us on a Saturday night.
Hello. This is Phil Nee of the Ithaca Happy Hour 4-H Club, here to talk about a serious subject, typing while you're driving. Recently, I tried to type with my Smith Corona typewriter resting on the handlebars of my Huffy bike. I crashed right into the hog pen. Who would ever think of typing and driving at the same time? Think about it the next time you want to type and drive.
Those were the days, Saturday night. Here's one for Brandy and Dakota. Going back to 88 with In Excess. comes on the charts in 1988. How do you redo an Elvis song and kind of make it your own? And I think Cheap Trick did that. I always like their version of that tune, Don't Be Cruel, on WRCO. Hello to Mark, listening in Scandinavia again this week. And a tune from Triumph was his request, a trio out of Canada. Kind of an underrated power trio out of Canada, I feel. This is called Somebody's Out There. for the Heart Foundation, Styx and the Grand Illusion. A dark and stormy night, some showers and thunderstorms, some lightning here and there as well. And I told the folks at the Viola Horse and Cole Show earlier this week, well, the forecast looks good after some rain on Thursday. It's, you know, going to be clean all the way to Sunday night. But what happened? I don't know. I guess some of the forecasters didn't know what they were talking about there. Oh, well, a little bit of light rain, some lightning in the area yet once again. No watches or warnings out at this time, by the way. We'll come back with more radio reminiscing right after these words.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, what if is now what is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
And now it's time to look ahead at some coming attractions at the Center Cinema Twins in Richland Center.
Next weekend, we will start showing The Wild Robot. That also looks good. The kids are going to like that a lot. It's really a cute movie. Excited about that. Then we're going to start getting into Halloween-type stuff. We still have The Wild Robot going on for a couple weeks. Then we have Smile 2, Joker, Venom the Last Dance playing just at the right time. Mm-hmm. So that's for the Center Cinema.
Sandy Madison of Center Cinema Twins and the Starlight 14 Drive-In. For more information, check out richlandmovies.com.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hi, this is Julie Cairns with State Farm. Like a good neighbor is not just a corporate slogan or a catchy jingle. It's much more than that. It's how we try to encapsulate the enormous amount of heart and soul that drives our business. It's a title to a story that started over 100 years ago. At Julie Cairns State Farm, we're about relationships, not transactions. We participate in the lives of our customers and community. We are invited to help you with the things that matter most. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is so much more than power sports. Jay's has Triton trailers, Intense Electric Assist mountain bikes, Mahindra tractors, Triumph motorcycles, Bad Boy lawnmowers, and Cub Cadet mowers. Jay's Power Center services what it sells and everything else. Jay's Power Center has a huge inventory of new and used equipment on hand. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg is ready to help you get you and your family outside and ready to enjoy.
Drinking water safety is in the news. Contaminants like lead, arsenic, and nitrates can get into your home's water supply. But those with a Culligan drinking water system don't have to worry. Culligan's reverse osmosis filtration removes up to 99% of harmful contaminants and filters up to 30 gallons per day to handle a family's needs. A pitcher filter can't. Get a Culligan drinking water system installed and get peace of mind for pennies a day. Contaminants may not be in your water. Call Culligan of Southwest Wisconsin for a water test today.
We'll be ringing that trivia bell again in a few minutes from right now. We're going to spin one. This is going out for Dan and Shannon out of Milwaukee, who listen to us when they're in the 608 and also when they're back home in southeast Wisconsin. They say they're chilling with Phil. All right. Well, watch out where you stop on the way home.
I was taking a trip out to L.A., tooling along in my Chevrolet, toking on the number and digging on the radio. Just as I crossed the Mississippi line, I heard that highway start to whine, and I knew that left rear tire was about to go. Well, the spare was flat, and I got up tight, cause there wasn't a filling station in sight, so I just limped on down the shoulder on the rim. I went as far as I could, and when I stopped the car, it was right in front of this little bar, kind of a redneck-looking joint called the Dewdrop Inn. Well, I stuffed my hair up under my hat and told the bartender that I had a flat, and would he be kind enough to give me change for a one? Well, there was one thing I was sure proud to see. There wasn't a soul in the place except for him and me, and he just looked disgusted and pointed toward the telephone. I called up a station down the road a ways, and he said he wasn't very busy today, and he could have somebody there in just about 10 minutes or so. He said, "Now you just stay right where you're at," and I didn't bother to tell the darn fool that I sure as hell didn't have any place else to go. I just ordered up a beer and sat down at the bar when some guy walked in and said, "Who owns this car with the peace sign and the mag wheels and four on the floor?" Well, he looked at me and I damn near died, and I decided that I'd just wait outside. So I laid a dollar on the bar and headed for the door. Just when I thought I'd get out of there with my skin, these five big dudes come strolling in with this one old drunk chick and some fellow with green teeth. And I was almost at the door when the biggest one said, "You tip your hat to this lady, son." And when I did, all that hair fell out from underneath. Now the last thing I wanted was to get in a fight in Jackson, Mississippi on a Saturday night, especially when there was three of them and only one of me. But they all started laughing and I felt kind of sick. I knew I'd better think of something pretty quick, so I just reached out and kicked old Green Teeth right in the knee. Now he let out a yell that'd curl your hair, but before he could move, I grabbed me a chair and said, "Watch him, folks, because he's a thoroughly dangerous man." Well, you may not know it, but this man's a spy. He's an undercover agent for the FBI, and he's been sent down here to infiltrate the Ku Klux Klan. He was still bent over holding on to his knee, but everybody else was looking and listening to me, and I laid it on thicker and heavier as I went. I said, "Would you believe this man has gone as far as tearing Wallace stickers off the bumpers of cars, and he voted for George McGovern for president?" "Well, he's a friend of them long-haired hippie-type pickle calves. I bet you he's even got a commie flag tacked up on the wall inside of his garage. He's a snake in the grass, I tell you guys. He may look dumb, but that's just a disguise. He's a mastermind in the ways of espionage." They all started looking real suspicious at him, and he jumped up and said, "Now just wait a minute, Jim. You know he's lying. I've been living here all of my life. I'm a faithful follower of Brother John Birch, and I belong to the Antioch Baptist Church, and I ain't even got a garage. You can call home and ask my wife." Then he started saying something about the way I was dressed, but I didn't wait around to hear the rest. I was too busy moving and hoping I didn't run out of luck. And when I hit the ground, I was making tracks, and they were just taking my car down off the jack. So I threw the man a 20 and jumped in and fired that mother up. Mario Andretti would have sure been proud of the way I was moving when I passed that crowd coming out the door and headed toward me in a trot. And I guess I should have gone ahead and run, but somehow I just couldn't resist the fun of chasing them all just once around the parking lot. Well, they're headed for their car, but I hit the gas and spun around and headed them off at the pass. I was slinging gravel and putting a ton of dust in the air. Well, I had them all out there stepping and fetching like their heads were on fire and their dates was a satin, but I figured I'd better go ahead and split before the cops got there. When I hit the road, I was really wheeling, had gravel flying and rubber squealing, and I didn't slow down till I was almost to Arkansas. Well, I think I'm going to reroute my trip. I wonder if anybody'd think I flipped if I went to L.A. via Omaha.
Charlie Daniels, that's called The Uneasy Rider. Those were the days, Saturday night.
Hello, this is a traveling man. When I am home from a long journey on Saturday night, I like to listen to Those Were the Days and party with all of my friends. Bella, get your tail out of my kitty cocktail.
You hear the music you want to hear
on WRCO Richland Center.
When all is said and done, radio's number one.
We thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Phil Nee with you on a Saturday night. Easy, ladies. Yes. Anyway, we want to say a happy 16th birthday to Brock Moen, whose birthday was yesterday. Okay. But happy birthday. Happy to know that there are some from the teen set that still listen to poor old Phil Nee on Saturday night. So happy birthday to you there, my friend.
make love to you. I don't want you to be no slave. I don't want you to walk all day. I don't want you to be single.
Had by request on the Rock and Roll Radio Show, we call Those Were the Days. Another ring of the trivia bell is coming up next here.
Abraham Lincoln once said, "Give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, and I will spend the first four sharpening the axe." Hi, I'm Eric Mindum of Mindum Wealth Advisory, and I think the same idea applies to preparing for your retirement. Let me and my team, located inside the Richland County Bank, help you prepare for your retirement by planning ahead.
Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial. LPL, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
Jay's Power Center's mission is to provide the best buying experience for its customers. With a large inventory of new and used motorcycles, ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, scooters, and dirt bikes, you'll find the perfect vehicle for you. Plus, Jay's offers a full service center for your motorcycle, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or any power sports vehicle. Fun and good times begin at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow! He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
Sleepy Hollow offers Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC certified parts and service for your vehicle. Just drive right in. No appointment needed. That's right, just drive right in for oil changes and maintenance at Sleepy Hollow. Can't make it to the dealership? We offer mobile service and free pickup and delivery. Need a courtesy car? We've got you covered. 24-hour towing, collision center, GM certified service, medium-duty truck shop, plus auto glass, bed liners, and more. At Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Viroqua's north side.
All right, time to play trivia once again. We have some cool stuff to give you, if you know the right answer. Which early 90s movie features a scene set on the Marquette University campus in Wisconsin? Which early 90s movie features a scene set on the Marquette University campus in Wisconsin? That's the question this time around. 608-647-4155. And now, Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant in Boscobel present a hand-dipped hit. Here's one for Lori in Dodgeville tonight. Here are the Moody Blues.
Somehow I'll return again to you. The mist is lifting slowly. I can see the way, and I've left behind the empty streets that once inspired my life. And the strength of the emotion is like thunder in the air. 'Cause the promise that we made each other haunts me to the end. Searching for everyone I meet, and the times I've been mistaken, it's impossible to say. And the grass is growing underneath our feet. I'll be there. You know I'll be my there. Arms will close around you and
Moody Blues on Those Were the Days. Trivia time. Which early 90s movie features a scene set on the Marquette University campus in Wisconsin?
Hi, WRCO Trivia.
Is it Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield?
Sorry, not right. WRCO Trivia, this is Phil.
Was it Tommy Boy?
Tommy Boy is right. Yes, indeed. Who are we talking with?
This is Paul Marshall.
Paul is the winner tonight. Way to go. Yeah, Chris Farley. And his famed Marquette rugby jersey, which I believe was the one he actually was on the Marquette rugby team when he attended school there. And seen the opening scene of that when he's closing out his college years on the 8-year plan or whatever it was before going home to work for his dad, selling brake pads and things like that. So a classic movie from that era. There were a lot of movies that came out in that early 90s time frame. Think of like the Adam Sandler movies and Dumb and Dumber and the ones that have become quite classic, ones that play quite a bit on some of the cable channels and after all these years. Anyway, keep listening for your chance to win right here from the radio program. We call Those Were the Days. Here's one for Pamela this evening.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and us feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. They rode us all the way to New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time. I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Yeah, feeling good was easy now when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby. Yeah. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California. Of my soul through all kinds of weather, through everything we've done. Your Bobby, baby, kept me from the world. One day I'm near Celine Sloan. I let him slip away. He's looking for that home, and I hope he finds it. But I trade all of my tomorrows for one single yesterday to be holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. That's all that Bobby left me. But if feeling good was easy down when he sang the blues. Hey, feeling good was good enough for me. Mm-hmm. Good enough for me and my Bobby. La na 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 na.
The Beatles and Paul McCartney's tribute to Fats Domino, song done in that Fats Domino style. Hello to the old tire kicking Len listening into the big program tonight.
Name of this song is The Wildwood Flower. Now, The Wildwood Flower is an old country classic. It's gained a whole new popularity. The song isn't any more popular, but the flower's doing real good. The Wildwood Flower grew wild on the farm, and we never knowed what it was called. Some said it's a flower, and some said it's a weed. I didn't give it much thought. One day I was out there talking to my brother, and I reached down for a weed to chew on. Things got fuzzy and things got blurry, and then everything was gone. Didn't know what happened, but I knew it beat the hell out of sniffing burlap. I come to, my brother was there, and he said, "What's wrong with your eyes?" I said, "I don't know. I was chewing on the weed." He said, "Let me give it a try." I spent the rest of that day and most of that night trying to find my brother Bill. Caught up with him about 6 o'clock the next morning, naked, singing on the windmill. He said he flew up there. I had to fly out and get him down. He's about half crazy. The very next day, we picked a bunch of them weeds and we put them in the sun to dry. Then we mashed them up and we cleaned them off, put them in the corn cob pipe. Smoking them wildwood flowers got to be a habit. We never seen no harm. Oh, we thought it was kind of handy. Take a trip and never leave the farm. Big old puff that wildwood weed. Next thing you know, you're just wandering around behind the little animals. Good things got to come to an end. It's the same with the wildwood weeds. One day this fella from Washington come by and spied them and turned white as a sheet. And he dug and he burned and he burned and he dug and he killed all our cute little weeds. And then he drove away. We just smiled and waved, sitting there on that sack